Because we have been catching timely rains, many wheat stubble fields have rather large broadleaf and grassy weeds that are actively growing at this time. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm a multi-county agronomist with K-State Research and Extension for Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties. Also, we've had quite a bit of extensive hail damage, and those weeds may be growing quickly now because they had a bit of a head start. All of these weeds are utilizing moisture and nutrients that would be available for subsequent crops. Therefore, it's a good idea to control these weeds while there's moisture and active growth and before they set seed. Kochia and Russian thistle are day length sensitive and will begin to flower towards the end of July and into August. Thus, will need to be controlled before then. Controlling kochia and Russian thistle by mid-July is very important to prevent seed production. Weeds growing now in wheat stubble fields, especially without crop competition, can set ample seed, which will result in weed problems for the following crops. It's especially important to prevent weed seed production on fields that will be planted to crops with limited herbicide options for weed control. Those include grain sorghum, sunflowers, and annual forages. It's especially difficult to control broadleaf weeds and sunflower and grassy weeds and sorghum and annual forages when the weeds emerge after the crop emergence. So preventing weed seed production ahead of growing these crops is a key component to successful weed control systems. Seeds of some weed species can remain viable for many years, so allowing weeds to produce seed can create weed problems that we might be fighting for many years to come. To control weeds in wheat stubble fields, producers should first start by applying a full labeled rate of glyphosate with the proper rate of ammonium sulfate additive. It is also a good idea to add 2,4-D or dicamba unless they're susceptible crops like dry beans or soybeans in the nearby area to that glyphosate. Adding dicamba to a tank mix containing AMS will increase the volatility of that dicamba. Tank mixes of glyphosate and either 2,4-D or dicamba will help control weeds that are difficult to control with just glyphosate alone and will prevent the chances of developing glyphosate-resistant weed populations. So what about if you already have glyphosate-resistant weed populations? Often tank mixes of dicamba or 2,4-D with glyphosate may not perform well if you have glyphosate-resistant populations or if the weeds are growing under dry conditions. If weeds are in this situation, a tank mix of gramoxone with atrazine or metribuzin or gramoxone with Sharpen have proven to be more effective treatments. This is because trizines are synergistic with gramoxone and can result in a better level of weed control. Several have asked about the addition of atrazine for residual weed control in fallow. Although atrazine provides residual control of weeds, it's best applied later in the fall. By applying it at this time of the year, the atrazine residual is quite short and will not provide adequate control of fall-emerged weeds or winter annuals. An application of atrazine needs to be made in the fall, mid-October through November, and depending upon the weeds being targeted. Also, keep in mind that atrazine antagonizes glyphosate, just the opposite of the synergistic effect of atrazine and gramoxone. So do not apply atrazine with reduced rates of glyphosate. If you have any questions about weed control and weed stubble, please feel free to give me a call or check out our website for more details at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can also check out what I'm finding out in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. You can also track me down in any of the K-State Extension offices in the Sunflower District, and those are in St. Francis, Goodland, or Sharon Springs.